I'm Ava,
And I'm Ashlyn, and
and
this
this
is
is the A and A
the
show.
A&A
We're back for another episode.
Yep,
Did you
episode
miss
three.
us? Because we missed you.
XOXO, Gossip
Gossip Girl.
Girl. Okay, what are we doing
Episode three.
first?
Tree, 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 tree.
Episode three. It's a
Tree, tree,
magic
tree.
number.
Oh, yep.
Yep.
Ashlyn's a cross number.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's why it's a magic number. Ashlyn didn't even understand her own joke.
Whoops.
Well,
Technically, it wasn't my joke.
where'd you get
Technically,
it from?
someone told me to say it.
Oh.
Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder why. Well, it's
Because
your.
of Schoolhouse Rock. Because three is a magic number, I
Oh.
think. I think.
I didn't know
I
that.
might need to be fact checked.
I didn't know that.
Oh.
So last time, our last weekend, we were trying to film this episode and both of our mics died. So
Oh my goodness.
I'm just gonna, sorry if it gets really loud, 'cause I'm just gonna keep looking at the mic to make sure it's, 'cause I have trauma now.
Yeah, me too. That was really bad.
Literally, like we filmed it for like a whole hour and it was so good. It's probably our best episode and it just
It just didn't work. So hopefully this episode is still good.
Yeah.
But after
I don't
that, we were
know.
like, we're just drained. So we
Yeah,
were
we were
like, we're
like,
just
I
gonna have to wait.
cannot.
Can't do that again.
No, so we just ended up not doing it. So that's why it wasn't last week. So sorry for the technical
Yeah,
difficulties.
sorry for the
The
delay.
delay. Anyways, I think we have to start with fun facts. Oh, last week we were doing, so we both do a fun fact about each other.
Yeah.
I don't remember what mine was for you.
I remember what mine was for
Yeah,
you.
because we went and do it.
Okay, well, I'm just gonna do the one I have for Ava.
Okay.
So, oh my goodness.
Oh no, my dog's barking. Oh goodness. It's fine. Okay. Anyways. Sorry
Bro,
if you guys hear
Rocco,
barking.
stop.
Rocco needs to stop.
I
There
know.
we
Oh, okay, anyway. So Ava's fun fact is that she has three favorite movies, and they're Titanic, The Notebook, and Inside Out 2, which is probably like the most diverse group of movies you could possibly have.
go.
So,
Yeah. Oh, and Ashlyn's hot take was she doesn't like Inside Out 2.
oh, I hate Inside Out
I don't
2.
know how.
Personally, I just don't like it.
I literally loved it. I cried.
See,
Like,
I didn't
I
cry.
bawled. Oh my word. It was so good.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't really like it. Wasn't
I
my
liked
favorite.
it. It's a favorite movie. I don't remember what Ashlyn's.
I don't remember what it was.
Oh, she's obsessed with the Hunger Games.
Oh, yeah.
Ashlyn loves
Unhealthy
the Hunger.
obsession.
Yep.
It's okay. Low-key want to be kind of celebrity when I grow up. But I don't want to like almost die, you know?
Yeah, maybe not.
Like, I'm good. I want to be Katniss Everdeen in Mockingjay Part 2, where she's like at the end of the movie, where she's like in the
Spoilers.
field with. I'm not going to say it because it's going to spoil it. But she's in the field with her significant other after all the events previously happened. After all the previous events, she was. Yeah, I don't know. That sounded so fancy. After all
After all the
previous
previous
events.
events.
It's like the other day, I had to skip something for lacrosse, and I was like, I had a previous commitment, and everybody was like, why was that so fancy? I was like, I don't know.
Love that.
Yeah.
Anyways, highs and lows, you can go.
Should we do highs and lows from this week?
Yeah.
So I have to think of new highs and lows.
Yep.
Let's think. I don't know if I really have a high. Okay, well, I have my low is, well, I guess this could be both my high and my low. We won our lacrosse game yesterday. Four
Yay.
to three. Yeah. But then we lost our lacrosse another lacrosse game, and I don't want to tell you the score, but we lost pretty bad. It was the first
Very
game.
bad.
Yeah, it was the first game we'd lost all season, but we're back to our winning streak.
It's very bad, but it's okay.
I also lost my goal streak. I used to score a goal a game, and I haven't scored in two games, so
It's okay. You'll get back.
I'll get one tomorrow, for
You
sure.
have like athlete, I don't know, there's something that's like called athlete slump or something like that.
Burnout.
No, there's like a cool name for it.
Oh, well. It's also like a team sport, so if I don't have the ball, I can't shoot.
Exactly. So your teammates just need to get the ball.
Exactly. That's okay. We're
You also need
not.
to give other people a chance to shoot.
Okay, well,
You
I gave up my spot yesterday
did
at
do
our
that.
game.
You're being very compassionate. That's
Yeah.
what we did in little church today. The kids
Little
I
church.
serve.
That's what you
Yeah.
call it, little church?
No, I just called it
Oh.
that and with my kids' ministry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, what are your highs and lows, Ava?
My high is I went to look at my car this week.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm getting a car, guys. I
She
already have
doesn't
everything
even
set
have
up.
her permit.
No, I don't. I just
She doesn't
am getting
even
it.
go here.
She doesn't even go here. Hey, you don't have your permit either in a few days.
I got my permit in t little less than 2 weeks.
Yep. Wait, what's the date? Oh, yeah, it's the 9th.
Guys, I'm
I don't know
turning
why, but
15
yesterday I thought
soon.
it was the 16th. It's like,
That would
really?
be nice.
So you need 4 days.
Yeah.
And that's only if you pass it.
Why do you think I'm not gonna pass it?
Literally nobody's been passing it.
Okay, well, I'm gonna pass it.
You got
Brianna
that.
passed it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Good job,
She,
Brie.
yeah, good job, Brie. Ella got it.
Yay, good job, Ella.
That's saying a lot.
I know a lot of oh. She listens to this, she's gonna like, hey,
We're
call
gonna see if
out.
she listens to it. That's a loyalty test right there.
Yep.
See if she listens to
Ella,
it.
you better pass the test.
Yeah, look, come on.
Sorry, you're gonna hear some noises. There we go. Okay, anyways. That's probably my high. And I got to drive it. And last time I drove, I ran over three curbs, stopped in roundabout, and I went into someone's yard. And I didn't do any of the above. And I had to dodge a cat that was in the road. I had to dodge a little kid that was riding his scooter. And they had these like weird like medians, so I had to dodge those. I went 7 miles an hour.
7 mile. Wow.
Technically, my mom had the steering wheel the whole time. Not the whole time.
Bruh.
Well, she was just doing it on the turns because I
Oh,
can't
okay.
figure out like how far. Like, I didn't realize you have to turn like really far just to
Yeah.
turn like a corner. So she only did it on the turns. And like, there was like a car. So there was like a car on the side, like right where the median was. And then there's a car coming. So I was like, I can't go in the other lane. So she had to like dodge the car and then go around the median and then dodge the other car. So it was a lot. So she just did that. But my low is.
I don't know what your low
I
is.
don't know. This week was a little stressful, beginning of the week.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right.
Alrighty. So, this episode is dealing with doubt and strengthening faith. So, basically, we're just gonna talk about how to navigate seasons of doubt and grow stronger in your faith.
Yeah. I
Yeah.
think this is, I mean, when we filmed the original episode, I was going through a lot of like doubting my faith and stuff, and that really helped me. So
And now you're out of it.
now I am
So
out of
this
it.
is actually a great example that this episode actually helps. So maybe you should listen.
Yeah, this
Because
like
literally when we filmed it last week, that past week or that week, last week, I just said like week and like seven different times in one sentence. Anyways, but Ashlyn was dealing with some like doubt last week and then we did this episode and then
And this
obviously it
week's been
didn't
so much
work.
better.
Yeah, so that shows maybe
Yeah,
you should
guys.
listen further.
Listen further. Why are we sounding so
Why are we?
professional today?
It's like, have you seen
Listen further.
the videos of like translating Gen Z songs into modern ye music? It's like, wait, give me a
Oh, yeah,
song.
with that one, Liv. What's her?
Yeah,
That,
yeah,
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 that one blonde
yeah. Oh,
girl.
yeah.
Yeah.
So let's do Viva La Vida. I used to explore beyond places of the globe. I used to rule the world. I used to drive a buggy. Oh, I don't know. That was
Water
kind of hard.
would increase. Seas would rise when I gave the word. Water would increase when I
Proclaimed.
proclaimed my. Why do you still. When I proclaimed my communication.
Yeah. And in the moment, sleep alone. And in this moment of daily pursuit, I stand alone. When the sun rises, I sit. I what's a good one
And
for
in
like
the morning,
lay?
I sleep
I lay
alone.
in my chamber, alone, isolated from the
Brushing
rest of the world,
the
from the
stream.
rest of the human population.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, your turn.
Okay, let's just not. Let's just
That
get
was really
into
funny. Anyways, so yeah,
Side
but
quest.
this is just shows that this episode helped Ashlyn, so
It
maybe
did
we should
help me,
listen
guys.
further.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay,
Do you want to
first
start with
off,
your definition?
yeah, so I have the def I always do like
You
definitions.
really do. The definition of whatever we're doing.
Yeah, I literally have done that every episode. I think
I
maybe
think you've
I
done it
don't
every
know if I
episode.
did that for a friendship one.
I don't know.
The secret to a good godly friendship or a godly friendship. I don't even
The see,
remember.
I thought it was the secret to a successful friendship.
Yes, it was. Anyways,
No.
what is doubt? Doubt is a feeling of uncertainty or lack of conviction. I think we know what conviction is. It's like your conscience, kind of.
Yeah.
Like you have a lack of like conscience, kind of.
Yeah.
Which your conscience is a good thing. It's a very good thing. I've had to learn
I
that.
love my conscience.
It's a very good thing. It gets you out of some, not gets you out of, but helps you not do some very not great things.
Isn't like the conscience like really just like the Holy Spirit in us?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But if you don't have a conscience, then you don't have the Holy Spirit.
I thought everyone
So,
had a conscience.
what?
Wait, what's that one Pinocchio song about your conscience?
There's a Pinocchio song about your
Yes!
conscience.
It's like da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Their conscience that they help you be your guide. Something like that.
What?
Let me I wanna find it.
Anyways, so the first point that I have is like doubt isn't a sin, it's a natural part of faith. And I feel like that's like the trap that a lot of people fall into is I feel like you get convicted that like doubt isn't a good thing, which it is. It's not necessarily like a good thing, but it does help strengthen your faith and helps you like in seasons of doubt. Or not doubt, helps you in seasons of doubt,
Yeah.
but it also, I feel like it helps you grow closer to the Lord too. So, but yeah, doubt isn't a sin. It's a natural part of faith. So, did you find the song? I don't think
It
it's a
might
real
be
song.
this one. Wait. Wait.
I don't think it's a real song.
Am I tripping?
I think
Wait.
so.
Pinocchio conscience song. It's give a little whistle. Woo! Give a little whistle. Woo! And then conscience be your guide. Hold on, I'm finding it. Wait, the ad. Wait.
I thought you had premium.
No,
Oh,
I'm
this is
on
on YouTube.
YouTube.
You see, the world is but and
Wait.
No, try it again. That's it. Come on now. When you meet temptation and the urge is very strong, give a little whistle. Give a little whistle. Not just a little scream.
Give a little whistle. Wait.
And always let your conscience be your guide.
And always let your conscience be your guide. Give
Interesting.
a little whistle. Woo! Give a little whistle. Woo! And I'll. Okay.
Anyways, I really did not think that was a song.
A song.
Well, yeah, I know that now.
Yeah. Oh, you just didn't have a childhood, I guess. You know what? Have you ever seen Pinocchio? Okay, good. I was about to
Yep.
say.
Also, actually, if you guys have watched Once Upon a Time, you know what I'm going to talk about. But right here, you know what I'm talking about. Not Pinocchio. Peter Pan is actually evil.
Peter Pan's evil? Wait, for real?
Yeah, that's why he tried to take Wendy. He tried to take Wendy away from her brothers and tried to divide the family because of dark magic. If you watch Once Upon a Time, you'll know what I mean. If any of you have watched Once Upon a Time, you
Okay,
know
I
what I
need to
mean.
watch this now because I don't think
Yeah,
I've ever seen
Peter
that.
Pan is actually evil.
What's it on?
It's on Disney Plus. It's
Perf.
really good. There's like six seasons and every episode's like an hour long.
There's seasons?
Yeah.
Oh
It's
my
about every
gosh.
single storybook character there's ever been. It's really cool. Wait, can I see your phone? You can start talking about your doubt stuff, but I want to figure this out. I need to tell you why or not Pinocchio. Peter Pan is evil.
Give a little whistle. Woo! Okay, but yeah, basically what that was just spiritual doubt isn't a sin, and God puts the Holy Spirit in us to have spiritual doubts. Like, it's such like a normal part of our faith.
Yeah.
Ava, did you find it?
Yeah, so basically, what's the backstory though?
This episode is so random. We haven't even like started really. It's okay. Give a little
So
whistle.
basically, Peter Pan, originally named Malcolm, becomes the villain.
Malcolm.
Yeah, that's his real name. He becomes the villainous Peter Pan after abandoning his son, which his son is Rumpelstiltskin. Oh, I'm spoiling a lot right
Oh my
now.
goodness.
In
Spoiler
Neverland
alert.
to regain his youth and become a child again. So he was desperate, like, for youth, and so he abandoned his son. And then he
Wait,
is
but then
Peter
who's.
Pan is revealed to be a manipulative and cruel character seeking to maintain his youth and inflict pain on his family, particularly his son.
Wait,
So
but
then
then
why
who's
does
Rumpelstiltskin's mother?
Oh, I don't know. His mother died at a young age.
Well, so Peter Pan's wife, or
Yeah.
girlfriend, or
Why did
partner? What is this?
It's really interesting, but it's like okay, so Peter Pan, he took Wendy because he wanted her to be a mother figure to the Lost Boys, but later used her to leverage and imprison her, leading to her brothers being forced to do his bidding to keep her safe.
Dang.
Yeah, he's literally evil.
That's wild. I
He's
had
really
no
fun though in the
clue.
show.
Oh, okay. Back
Anyways,
on track.
back on track. This is really random, but anyways, Peter Pan is evil.
Fun fact.
Yeah, and Hook is really fine if you search him up. Captain Hook in Once Upon a Time.
Okay.
Colin O'Donoghue. Marry me, sorry.
Okay,
Colin
let's
O'Donoghue,
go.
watch our episode,
Please
please.
watch. Should we tag him?
We should.
Ava, you should tag him.
Got you. Oh my goodness.
Okay.
Anyways, so yeah, doubt isn't a sin, it's a natural part of faith. And so now I have some like biblical characters
Biblical characters.
who like experienced doubt and God met them in their doubt and strengthened their faith. So the first person is Thomas, who doubted Jesus' resurrection, and that is in John 20, 24 through 29. If you want to turn with me.
John 20, 24 through 29. I changed the font and the color of my Bible app today, and it looks really pretty.
Oh, cute.
It looks so cute.
You changed the font.
Yeah, and usually if you know me, you know that my Bible app, like I'm blind, so my words are
Yeah, that's how
always
mine
really
are too.
big. I made them smaller.
Oh, good job. Okay,
Yeah.
anyways. So it says, now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the marks of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed." So basically, in this, like after Jesus's resurrection, like Thomas like refused to believe that Jesus has resurrected, and he kept like asking, like he said, "I will not believe until I see proof." Like he wanted like the physical evidence. And so then I have some notes on how Jesus handled it. So Jesus gave Thomas the proof he needed to then guide him out of his doubt. Thomas responded in faith, saying, "My Lord and my God." And then the lesson is Jesus meets us in our doubts and invites us to believe. I feel like that's calming. And like I know Thomas has like the name literally Doubting Thomas.
Yeah. I feel like this last verse, 29. It's like the last part of it, like the blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. That's like a big thing with like the definition of faith. Like I feel like I'm gonna highlight that so we have it for another episode.
Yeah, and I feel like a lot in this day and age you go by, oh yeah, seeing is believing, but it's really not.
Yeah, it's not at all. I feel like
Because you can't see Jesus, but yet we still
exactly.
believe.
Yeah. Like you That's just what faith really is. Did your thing die?
No, it didn't. I keep looking at it.
Oh my goodness. That scared me.
I'm so paranoid. I keep looking at my mic.
I feel like we need to get, like, I feel like we eventually need to do, like, video podcasts, like Ali Yost does with Christ with Coffee and I on Ice, and what is it, Jesus Freak? Something like that. They have her and, what's the other girl, Ashley, maybe? I don't know, but they have a podcast together, and it's really cool. And they do video stuff, and they do, like, face masks and stuff while they're doing it, and I feel like we could do that.
We should so do that, and have little coffees with us. Oh, my word, yes. Anyways, the next one is Peter, who doubted while walking on water, and that is Matthew 14, 28 through 31.
I feel like this one was the most beneficial for me.
I liked this one, too. But it's also cool how, like, even in the Bible, there's so many witnesses of when people are doubting, but God meets them in their doubts, or Jesus meets them in their doubts and, like, gives them the tools that they need to stop doubting.
Yeah.
Like Thomas.
Like,
Jesus
shows
literally came
to
him to give him the tools to be like, stop doubting. Like, I'm here. Like, I'm right
here.
Like,
I'm literally right in front of you. I'm showing you where these nails were.
Exactly. Like, so, then the next one. Peter. So it says, it's 28 through 31. Okay. And Peter answered him, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. He said, come. So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, Lord, save me. Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying to him, oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, truly, you are the Son of God. I like the word immediately. Jesus immediately reached his hands out. When he was sinking. And also, it gets a good reminder, like, when we're in our trials, like, he's immediately there to help you through it. He can't give you all the answers, obviously. It's like a teacher on a test. If you're asking a question, they can't give you the answer, but they can give you the tools you need to answer the question right.
Yeah, like, I feel like he'll give us, like, little pieces of him. It's like when you're, like, going on, like, a treasure hunt, there's, like, little parts that he's showing to you to help you find him.
Exactly.
So, but I also, like, feel like going back to, like, how sometimes spiritual doubt is, like, have we touched on this yet? I don't know, I'm going to mention it. Spiritual doubt is, like, sometimes a lesson God is giving you, like, and it's just something that's, like, going to help strengthen your faith.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. Like.
But, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense. But in this, so Peter, like, lost focus of the storm and started to sink. Fear overwhelmed him, and then he sank, obviously, as, like, the fear just took over. And that's the devil trying to take your eyes off the Lord.
Yeah.
And then how Jesus handled it was, like, he reached out for him immediately and was like, oh, ye of little faith, like, why do you not trust me?
Yeah.
And then the lesson is just keep your eyes on Jesus.
I feel like that's crazy, though. Like, Peter was literally walking on water, and Jesus was right in front of him doing the same thing, and he still didn't trust him.
Exactly. But it's such a good example of, like, how little faith we have. So.
Like, even when he is right in front of us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad, but it's just the devil, like, getting a hold of us. That's why you have to, like, let him not rule over you.
Yeah.
Which is a hard thing to say. Like, I'll say that in the moment, but then I get into those seasons of doubt and I don't correspond to any of this.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, a good reminder to keep, like, going back on it. So I'll definitely be doing that. I'll be going back on all these notes and stuff.
Oh, yeah. But I feel like getting the devil out of your head is just something that takes a lot of practice, too. Like, helping equip yourself for that spiritual doubt is just something that's going to take some time.
I know. I literally just learned how to do that, like, getting the,
like, rebuking the devil?
Yeah, I literally, like, just learned how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, it is a hard thing to learn.
But it works.
But you literally have to say, shut up. You mean nothing.
Like, you have no power over me.
Exactly.
Like, who do you think you are?
Exactly.
That's what I say.
And just speaking words of truth over yourself. I just say in my head, shut up, go away.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And then some of the others are Moses, who doubted God's calling, like, to go to, what was the town? I don't remember.
I don't remember either. Just the Promised Land? Was
Yeah.
that him?
Yes.
Yeah.
When he doubted, like when God told him you need to go do this, and he doubted that. Gideon, who doubted God's power to use him. David, who questioned God's presence in hard times.
I feel like David's also a really good example of it, because that's all of what Psalms is like all of his. What was it, like prayers? Is that what
yeah,
it was?
Yeah, and songs of like rejoicing. Because
like
you
can,
that.
Yeah, like a lot of it is a lot of rejoicing, but then there's a couple like psalms that are just like him like being mad at God. I don't really have an example, but I can find one of them.
I feel like that's a good example though, because like when, yeah, it's David and Goliath, right? Yeah. This is bad, guys.
Didn't we say last week about David was the one in the lion's den?
That was Daniel.
Yeah, no, you said that. David.
I know. My brain fog was also really bad last week. It's probably why.
Yeah.
It's probably a good thing that podcast didn't work out. My brain fog was so bad. And because of this diet we're doing, like, you get really bad brain fog. But I feel like David's a really good example because he had doubt. And then later he ended up really defeating a giant. Like, that's a good one.
Yeah. I want to defeat a giant. That'd be really cool.
Just like
swing
it,
like woo!
And I need to get my water. I'm gonna go on a little adventure. Ashlyn, you can keep talking. You might hear some background noises.
Okay, yeah. Like, try and be super quiet. Should I just like introduce the first one of my things?
Do it.
Okay, perfect. It's a solo podcast now. Okay, well, my first little point I had was you can't just ignore the doubt. It's like a problem. If you don't address it, it can get out of hand. So doubt is something that you can't just really ignore. Like, God invite, oh, that was quick.
Hey, I was just right in my room.
Ah,
they probably heard the washing machine, but
oh my goodness, I was just talking about, did you hear me?
A little bit.
I was just talking about how you can't ignore the doubt. And I was about to go into talking about how God invites us to ask him questions.
Do it.
And about,
I have that later in my up in the,
yeah, mine's like my first too. One so.
Perfect.
But it's okay to ask questions not only to God but to like spiritual figures around you. Like, it is like so encouraging to go to authority figures, whether that's like a youth leader, a youth pastor, a best friend, a parent, anything like that. Like, it is, what,
it's too far.
Oh, what's too far?
My notebook. Okay, got it. It's too far.
I just got like major deja vu. It doesn't feel like a week since we last did this.
No, it doesn't.
Anyway.
What'd you get deja vu on?
I don't know.
Oh. Okay, anyways, keep going.
Anyway, but it's like so encouraging to ask questions. Like, if you're did you hear that? Experiencing spiritual doubt, one of the best things you can do is just talk to people about it and ask them questions about how you can get out of it. But like, talking to people that will encourage you, like, most of the time they will lift you up in scripture, which I also think is a huge thing. But
yeah, and just like
seeking us.
I don't even know. Just seeking out those people to help you, like, in those times of doubt. Like, when I remember when last week when Ashlyn was going through like all that doubt, she just called me and she was like, I need help.
Yeah.
So just that's finding that like person or that group, small group at church, stuff like that. So I have some like common causes for doubt, and it's unanswered prayers, difficult circumstances, influence from others. I feel like that's a big one too.
Oh yeah.
And then feeling distant from God, which I starred that one, because that's mostly like what me and Ashlyn go through.
Is that the dishwasher?
No, that's the washing machine. That's the vacuum.
Who is vacuuming right now?
My mom, probably.
My goodness.
This is a very noisy.
It is. Episode. I'm sorry, guys. We're just two teenage girls.
Yep.
I'm just a girl
in the world.
That's all that you'll let me be. Okay, anyway.
So, and then I just have like some. I was just sharing some stories. So, Like, if you want to share about, like, last week, like, what you did
Oh,
to
yeah.
good.
So,
I'm interviewing you now.
oh, you're interviewing
What
me?
did you do to get through that doubt that you had last week?
Well, yeah, it was about last week, and I had been feeling a little bit distant from God for a while, which, like Ava said, is one of the biggest causes for doubt. I
Especially
would.
in teens' lives. Like, oh,
What was the
goodness.
statistic?
Oh, yeah, it's like 65 to 75% of teens, I don't remember what the exact number was, but it was pretty high, walk away from Christianity in their 20s. It's like really high. It was like, I think it's like 65 to 75% of teens walk away from the Lord, like
That's
completely in their
crazy.
like 18, 19, 20s.
Dang.
But yeah.
But yeah. Anyway, I've been feeling a little distant for a while. I just kind of wanted to wait it out and see what would happen, but I've also been like super busy with like AP and lacrosse that I've had like no time to really like dig myself into the word. And so I texted Ava. I think I was texting you about something else. And then I brought up the spiritual doubt.
Yeah, I don't remember what it was,
I don't
but
remember either. But I was like, brought it up and I was like, also, I haven't felt on fire at all for the Lord. I haven't felt God's presence in so long. And I was like, it's kind of scaring me. Like, I don't know really what to do. Like, and I was just seeking Ava's counsel. And I was just like, tell me what I should do. And like, I feel like that's where this podcast episode came from, is because of that. And then, really, just to get out of it, I just kind of forced myself to pray, which, like, sometimes you have to force yourself to do something. And that's what I was doing. I was like, how many days does it take to make a habit? You tell me this all the time. Like 28 days. You've told me this statistic before, but it's
I
like
have. We have a sign in our house about it.
takes like 28 days to make a habit. Something like that. But I was just like,
Yeah, it's 7 days creates a routine, 28 days creates a habit or something like that.
But I knew that like I wasn't gonna get out of that spiritual faith without prayer. So I did that and that really helped. But then, really, just digging into my Bible and looking for things about spiritual doubt for this podcast really helped too. And then Ava just talked me through it too. But.
Yeah, I feel like things like digging in your Bible and stuff like that, and adding stuff to it, sticky notes, Bible journaling, I feel like stuff like that really helps me in times of like doubt and just like feeling distant from the Lord. And I also like using things like ChatGPT because it helps, like, even in books like Revelation, like, it's a hard book to understand. I like going, like, I even you can take like a few verses and ChatGPT can expand it like completely. And I really like doing that for things that I don't understand, especially in the New Testament. There's some stuff like in the back. Like, right now, I'm in, what am I in right now? I'm in
I feel like I've attempted to
Colossians.
do
I'm in
Revelation.
Colossians right now, which Colossians can sometimes be a little confusing too. Like, all the books in the back can be a little
All the
confusing. And I,
letters.
yeah. And I like things like ChatGPT because it can really help like expand like my thinking on what it's about. So I like things like that. And that also really helps me get into my Bible and want to make it like full and stuff like that. So.
Yeah. Have you heard of like that thing where like a Bible that's falling apart is a sign of someone who isn't? That's what I like strive to do. Like, I want to be in my Bible so much that it's falling apart.
Yeah, my Bible is very loved right now at the moment. It's very, very
I took
loved.
my sticky notes out because they were kind of bothering me.
I love my sticky notes. I just keep it in because I don't know.
I
Oh, hey, I
swear,
just
like,
found one
almost
of my.
every page of my Bible has at least something. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. At this point, my Bible is getting pretty full. There's one page in Matthew that has this page. It has literally so much going on. It has so much going on that one. Anyways, but yeah. So then we have how to navigate doubt. So kind of this is touching on what Ashlyn was like saying, but just bring your doubts to God, pray honestly, and God welcomes questions. So if you're praying honestly and being vulnerable, like that's gonna help so much. And I feel like that's
Yeah.
like a mental block that a lot of
Such a
people go
hard thing to
through,
do.
is just praying honestly. And then next is seek wisdom from scripture. So even like Ashlyn did, just Bible verses about trusting God and spiritual doubt and stuff like that. And that can really help to navigate around your doubt. Three is surround yourself in strong believers. Again, these all are points that you did.
Yeah,
so
guys, I did.
Probably this podcast probably helped you.
It
but
really
anyways,
did.
These points are also really good. So I'd be writing these down.
Yeah, guys.
Surround yourself in strong believers. So just find that group of people or that one person or two people. I feel like one is good.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't have a group, one is perfectly fine.
Yeah.
The more people, the better. But if you, like, have this that one person that you go to for that, that's perfectly fine. And that's what Ashlyn did. Just, like, seeking out strong believers to help you around that doubt. And if you really know, like, the Word of God and you have the sword of the Spirit in your what's the Bible? What's the Bible as the armor of God?
I don't remember.
Sword of the Spirit and helmet of salvation. Got my gospel shoes on. I'm dressed in the whole armor of God. Anyways, I don't remember what it is. But, like, if you have your sword of the Spirit, like, and you have, like, all that truth in your head about, like, the Word of God, it's going to help you help other people. So,
yeah.
And then four is look for evidence of God's faithfulness in your life. So, like, a gratitude journal, reflect on past answered prayers. So, like, a prayer jar, a prayer notebook, stuff like that. I've been doing that, too. Or, like, if I have a prayer, I'll put it in, like, this little tin that I have with little notepads and a pencil. So, and just writing out your testimony, that's what really helped me when I was going through doubt and stuff. And it really just helps, like,
it helps overall to see what God's done for you.
Yeah.
It really does. It's really nice.
Yeah. That was really powerful for me when I did it at the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now our next section,
section
is strengthening your faith. So these are some spiritual disciplines.
I didn't have anything on that one.
What?
I forgot I didn't have anything on.
These are just some spiritual disciplines to grow closer to God. So prayer. Prayer is definitely one of the biggest ones.
Yeah, praying, and praying honestly.
Yep. Like I said before, if you're not praying honestly, you're not praying at all, basically.
Exactly.
Ooh, I like that
quote.
That's, ooh. I just made that. I literally just made that out of my head.
If you're not praying honestly, you're not praying at all. Nice, Ava.
Big brain. Wow, I like that. I'm going to keep that.
Do
if you're
it.
Not, if you're not
I'll write it
honestly,
on your mirror.
Thanks. Ooh, do it. Okay, anyways. Ashlyn's really, really good handwriting, so I make her write all my stuff.
So. Got you.
Bible studies. So even just doing like a Bible study with a friend or just by yourself, it's very helpful in strengthening your faith.
Yeah. Wait. Also, aren't we gonna do a Bible study with this podcast?
I think so. Yeah.
Let us know, guys.
Yeah. What books should we dig into?
Yeah.
We should post it on our story. Like what book we should go through.
Just talk to us at school too.
Yeah. Anyways, like I told a friend one time, like they're having like trouble with reading their Bible, and I basically said, like, you're not gonna grow any closer in your faith with the Lord if you're not reading your Bible, because that's His way of talking to you.
Yeah, that's His love letter to us.
So if you're not reading your Bible, like, what are you doing? You're not getting anything out of your faith.
Yeah,
so.
You're not feeding the flame.
Exactly. That's what
one
that
was
of
a
our
good
pastors.
One too.
Yeah, our pastor said that.
We're not feeding the flame.
Tend to the flame.
Let's eat.
That was the that was like the quote is tend to the flame.
Mm.
Anyways, and then worship. That's a big one for me. Like worship is such a big part in my life, and that's like the real way to get to my heart. So if there's nothing in a message that I take out of, it's gonna be something in the music.
Yeah.
Fasting. Great one. That one's definitely hard for like teens, but that's a great one. Or just doing like Lent and giving up something. That's what a lot of people at my school
I didn't give
right
up
now.
Anything for Lent this year. I don't think I've ever done that.
I'm already basically doing that with this diet. So
I'll do it next year.
I'm basically doing that with this diet.
Mm-hmm.
You should do energy drinks and coffee.
No, I'd be sleeping all day.
I think you could do it. You can do anything you put your mind to. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Your mom
See?
Says that to me all the time.
Right there. I have my sword of the Spirit in my word of God, and I just used it. I literally say that all the time.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
I say that to all time. So, like, if somebody says they can't do something. I literally say that all the time.
Yeah.
Anyway, so fasting is a good one. It helps you take your mind off of food and other and put it on other things. And then just humbling yourself before others, like, so feet mm-hmm. washing is a that's a great one. I've done that twice, and that
I've done it once.
It's so powerful. And, like, the way I've done it mostly is somebody is washing your feet. There's the person in the chair, and then there's two people on your shoulders praying for you and
Wait,
over
who
you.
Who washed my feet?
I don't know. I washed Lily's.
I think I washed your feet.
I think you did, too.
Huh. Wait. Now I need to look at the pictures.
Anyways, yeah, you do that, and I'll keep going. And then just some encouragement I have for you guys is faith is a journey, and faith is a journey, so, like, it's going to take a while. You can't just automatically appear there out of nowhere. Like, it's a long, hard process of mm-hmm. valleys and mountains. Doubt doesn't mean you lost your faith.
That's
it doesn't
a big
mean
one.
That at all.
Mm-hmm.
Doubt is a part of your spiritual journey. Like I said, faith is a journey, and doubt is a part of that journey. So,
Wait.
It happens. It just happens. You're not alone. You have people around you that are probably going through the same thing, and I think that's why we chose this episode too, is because I feel like a lot of teens struggle with doubt and stuff, so just how to navigate that is important.
Mm-hmm. Bro, I can't find this.
And then I have my key points. Ashlyn, do you have any more takes?
Do I have any more takes?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Key points, key takeaways.
Okay, I think I washed your feet.
I think you did too.
I think Sky washed my feet. I think that's how it went. Do you hear my stomach right now?
Oh, I thought that was my stomach.
It was my stomach.
Oh,
maybe it was both.
Probably
We're in
both.
Sync.
Probably. Anyways, so I have some end key takeaways. Is God doesn't condemn doubt. He invites us to seek him. So I'll take a part of this episode. But when Peter was doubting the Lord, or doubting Jesus when he's walking on water, like, mm-hmm. Jesus invited him to come and walk with him. Obviously, Peter didn't do that, and he's saying
he took advantage
fear
of that.
Fear took over him, mm-hmm. which it happens. It's just the devil getting a hold of us. But God doesn't condemn our doubt. Like, yes, Jesus said, like, oh, ye of little faith, like, why do you not trust me? But he doesn't, like, he didn't say to Peter, oh, like, you're such a horrible person for not trusting me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he didn't do that. And
yeah.
I think that's important. Like, he doesn't condemn us. He doesn't, like, I can't think of the word. But he doesn't
judge us.
There we go. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, doubt is often tied to fear, and God provides reassurance for us.
Yeah.
So, like, Thomas, do this one. Like, it wasn't necessarily fear. It was just, like, Thomas didn't.
He didn't believe.
Yeah.
He didn't.
But then God went to him and reassured him, like, here, put your hand through this hole right here. Like, he gives us reassurance.
That's crazy.
And then faith grows stronger when we bring our doubts to God instead of running. So mm-hmm. you kind of touched on this earlier,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, you can't just run away from
you
it.
You cannot run away. It's like the saying, like, you can run, but you can't hide. It's not, you can't hide, you can't
opposite.
Run.
Yeah.
You can't hide, you can't run.
You just kind of have to face it.
Like, this is a great example. Or it's, you can hide, but you can't run. Great example is the Garden of Eden. Like,
mm-hmm.
Adam and Eve tried to hide from God. They can't even do that. You can't hide and you can't run.
You can't hide
from God. He literally saw them right there. Like,
yeah.
He is like, he saw them just right there. So you can't, just don't even try. It's going to make it way harder on you, honestly.
Yeah,
just give up at that point.
Just go at it.
Anyways, and then look back on past faithfulness. If God has provided again, he will again.
Yeah.
God's always going to be there for you.
Mm-hmm.
So if he has in the past, even if he hasn't provided in the past for you, he's still going to provide.
Yeah.
And then I have a little surprise for you guys. So this is my first time, or this is the first time I've done this, but I have a challenge for you guys. And if I know you, I'm going to be asking you all week if you've done this challenge. So
oh, yeah.
You better do it. Calling all of you guys out.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to ask on our Instagram story. We're going to remind you guys of the challenge.
I'm going to go up to everyone every day, including Ella,
nope.
Do the challenge.
The call out. It's insane. Anyways,
if I know
anybody that is listening to this, I am going to ask you if you've been doing the challenge. So you better do it. The challenge this week is to take one step towards strengthening your faith. So that could be prayer, it could be scripture, it could
mm-hmm.
be going out with community, doing Bible study. worship, taking out maybe all secular music, which secular music is not a bad thing, and I think that's what people get caught up in.
Yeah.
But if you're making it an idol, that's where it's bad. But if you want to take out all secular music, go right ahead.
That's what I do
sometimes. That's a great thing to do. I do that too. Or, like, I just, like, I'll start listening to something, I'm like, I'm not feeling this. And I just completely, like, stop, and I just listen to worship music.
Yeah.
So, things like that. But, yeah, prayer, scripture, community, fasting, humbling yourself, any of the things that I said earlier about strengthening your faith. So, yeah.
That was in sync.
Yeah. We're going to think of a word, and you have to, we have to say it. Let's see if we get the same word. Okay.
3, 2, 1. Potato.
Dog. Oh, dang it. I was going to say pizza, too, so it would have been kind of related.
That would have been cool.
Okay. Let's think of another one. Okay. I got one.
Wait. Okay.
Three, two, one. Blanket. Okay, but that was pretty good. That was pretty good. I was going to say couch or pillow. So, okay, that was good. Anyways, but yeah, that's my challenge for you guys. You better do it.
Please do it.
I'm going to be doing it too because I need to get back into reading my Bible. So I will be doing devotions every morning, praying more.
Yep.
Also remember, don't pray just in the valleys, pray on the mountains too.
Yep.
It's a great quote. I just made that up in my head.
Yeah, like, don't just pray to God before your test, pray after, too.
Yep.
How long was this one?
This one's not as long. It was only 46.
Hey, dubs.
Usually it's like 50s. 30, 56.
It's usually right under an hour. Yeah.
Yep. Anyways.
Okay. Is that the end?
Yep.
All right.
I'm Ava.
And I'm Ashlyn. And this is the A&A show.
Don't forget, Jesus is where the joy is. See you guys for another episode at some point.
Yep. Do the challenge.
Do the challenge.
Bye, guys.
Bye.